And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We had just had a nice conversation with Nick Ritz from Great Lakes Firearms. They're a manufacturer of firearms. You can't buy one there. But we, as luck would have it, we've got a guy on the live line right now where you can buy one. Right, Bob?
Yeah, just lucky.
Right, yeah.
Our long-term friend, Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports. Does that ring a bell to anybody out there, Allen Bob Sports? Merle, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey. Thanks for having me, guys. How you doing today?
Oh, gosh. It's that time of year when about a quarter of my stories start with Allen Bob, something or woven in there, whether it's a weapon or supplies or one of your employees or you or...
Boots.
Yeah, you know, this deer with an Allen Bob's logo on its butt or something like that.
There's a story somewhere out there that somebody helped you with a deer or something one day, didn't they?
Yeah, yes.
I remember, but
one of your employees.
From our store.
One of your employees,
right,
yeah.
Right.
That was too funny.
It's always somebody, bro.
Yeah.
You just know that. It's always somebody.
right.
Hey, it's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon right there.
Right, yeah. Right.
Anyway, you guys, you've been around a couple years. What, since 1947?
1959.
Oh, you're not as old as me then.
Right.
Yeah. Been in a couple different locations.
Yep.
But yeah, we moved to 68th Street in the beginning of 2018.
So Allen Bob Sports is Allen Bob Sports is a very old business, 61 years old, and it was on South Division for the longest time. And an iconic store. The neighborhood was maybe declining a little bit, but that store was just strong. And nobody ever robbed you. That's weird.
Place was full of guns and guys that knew how to use them.
Everybody's walking around with a hip weapon. But now you're on US 131, right near M6 on 68th Street, on the side of the freeway. It's like a up on a hill. It's you can see horse trailers and all kinds of stuff there, but it's Allen Bob Sports and
Millbrook Tack.
You're part of Millbrook Tack now. Yep. And you're
that is correct. And you know, we sit right behind the Marathon gas station. A lot of people, when they see us on 68th Street, they don't know exactly how to get back to our building.
But yes,
you pull through the gas station parking lot. That is our drive to get back to our building. So
you're nice. One exit north of me now.
Yep.
Just right. A mile away from where I work. So that's great. Jop?
Merle, we had on the show just in the last segment, Nick Ritz from Great Lakes Firearms. And want to talk a little bit about those because we can't get them from Nick. We got to get them from you. So do you guys keep a few of those around?
We do. We have a pretty good supply right now, and we have the 223s. We also have the 450 Bushmasters in stock, ready to go. And, you know, this year has been a challenging year, but so it's been a hard thing to get firearms at all, let alone some AR-15s.
And the ammo.
And the ammo as well, right. We do have a reserve of ammo for these guns that we were selling. So, you know, if you're going to buy a gun from us, you're going to be able to get some ammo for it.
That's smart.
But it's been in a challenging year. Great Lakes has done a fantastic job of keeping us supplied and keeping some of these weapons in stock, which has really been the biggest challenge this year. But you can turn these 223s into a 350 Legend if you'd like, and You know, it makes a great deer gun as well.
So you can, do you sell a kit, or we were talking a little bit with Nick in the last segment, but the ability for the owner to change this over from a 223 to a 350 if you just have the proper barrel in the top half of the gun. Is that something we could get there?
Yeah, you can get 350 barrels. You can get complete uppers. Although, you know, it has been a little bit of a challenge with the 350. I believe I have a couple of barrels in stock right now, but we do have a lot of the 223s and the 450s. But you can, I don't have a complete gun in the 350s, but you can definitely change the barrel over, and you're good to go. Turn that into a deer gun.
I got some nice pistols from you. Of course, my Bowtech bow. Jop got a great crossbow. I think I got a shotgun there, holsters. When it comes to weapons, you're just kind of like, it's easy to go into Allen Bob's and take care of business because you've always got some old duffer in there like me who knows what the heck he's doing. Now, I know about barbecue. I don't know about guns like your guys do. But
we definitely got some guys in here that can help you out with it, you know, and changing over, you know, those ARs and you know, swapping them around. There's so many things you can do with them, and it's such a great value, the Great Lakes, because they outfit those things with the right type of hand guard, the M-Lock style hand guard, and you can put everything on them, you know, that you want to. So, and speaking of Bowtech, Bob, you know, I just want to let you know that we just got the 2021 models in, two of the 2021 models in already. So
that's a wonderful bow.
Bowtech bows for some people.
Yeah,
that's it, and they're great looking too.
I love the one that I got from you a couple of years ago. I have to shoot it a little bit more. I'm afraid I'm working 6 days a week, and I'm gonna be pretty ragtag when I get to deer camp. But I will be up there Wednesday night, and won't be too far from you. It'd be nice if we could meet in Baldwin for dinner, or at the Chase Creek Smokehouse some night. While we're talking about it, ammo, you have a way of letting people know when you get some ammo in, because everybody wants nines.
Yeah, and. You know, everybody's asking for it. I'm receiving, you know, 20 to 30 phone calls a day for 9mm ammo and 5.56. And we get shipments in from time to time. But if they go to Allen Bob's on Facebook and like us on Facebook, we will post that ammo and we post those shipments on Facebook, so they'll get a notification when we have that ammo in, and they can come down and grab it. So, because there's, we're not doing any special orders, and there's no holds. Nobody's been able to do that because of the shortage of ammo.
So, if you find Allen Bob's on Facebook, like the page, you're saying those notifications are going to automatically go to the subscriber then?
Yeah, as long as they have their notifications, you know, so set up so you know they're getting notifications.
I'm surprised Zuckerberg would let you peddle ammunition, the big lefty that he is. But
he hasn't got there yet. You never know the way that things are going right now.
Yeah, don't get me started.
So Merle, this is the gun show, and you guys certainly have an unbelievably cool gun department, but you got a lot of other stuff going on down there. Carry a little fishing equipment too, don't you?
Yeah, we have a lot of fishing equipment. And right now, you know, we got to think about ice fishing already. So, but you know, it is, you know, beginning of November, and we have our ice equipment out and ready to go. And from what we've seen in this year, the way people have gotten out and done a lot of recreational things that they haven't been doing in the past few years because they've had some time, because they've had some money, they've been out in anything to do with the outdoors. So
let's do the ice
fishing season. Yeah, is going to be, you know, no different than that.
So let's do that, however, ice fishing seminar outside. We got to have the Allen
Bob's seminar outside.
You got to have it. Got to have it. It's a tradition.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're going to probably have to wait a month before we even know, you know, who's president, the way it looks. But
Big Gretz shut you down.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen. And, but, you know, we want to make sure that, We don't have the groups together, and you know, people aren't too fond of that. So, you know, when it comes to ice fishing seminars, you know, you got a lot of people packed in a small space, and we just got to be careful about that. So we're just going to do a wait and see on the ice seminar.
Good enough.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Merle, thanks for taking time with us, and keep up to all the great work. And if you need a handgun or a long gun, go to Allen Bob Sports.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys getting a hold of me, and it's nice talking to you guys again.
All right. Coming up next, another guy, if it's made in America or it ain't made at all. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.